It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our opinionation today is, do you really think Paula is long for this world? Do you think Carly should have been kicked off? We haven't talked about American Idol for a long time. If you got an opinion on that, give us a call. 877-365-3636. Also, I want to thank all the good folks at Union Street Public House.
Yes.
Yes, we're pigs on this show.
Boink.
And we're eating like pigs today. They're in Alexandria. They dropped off a lot of food for everybody. And if you want to give them a call, 703-548-1785. We're eating chicken. We're eating sandwiches.
And, the girl was really cute, too.
And you got something from the Discovery Channel. We got the first buzz coming up of the afternoon. But what is this from, Rob, that's astronaut food?
That's freeze-dried ice cream from the Discovery Channel, I believe.
You can buy that at NASA, in fact.
It has all the good taste of ice cream with the texture of coffee, mate.
Okay. Should it have? Why does it have cuts in it?
What do you mean?
Look, does that look? Does that not look tampered with?
Well, I think.
Does that not look tampered with?
It's been cut.
It's been sealed in foil.
No,
probably a box cutter did that.
If it was a box cutter that did that on the inside, why would not the outside have been cut?
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Would any of you gentlemen like to try it?
Bring it here.
The manufacturing flaw.
You come over here.
Oh, okay. I'll meet you. I'll meet you in the middle.
There you go. All right. All right, Rob, it looks to me that don't those
it's cracked too.
It looks like it's been cut open.
Oh, it's Neapolitan, it's Chuck Van Straw.
All right, Rob's going to try the freeze-dried
this
ice
is
cream.
Mostly
we've had that before,
vanilla,
haven't
yeah.
we?
Mm-hmm. Crunchy like ice cream should be.
Wow.
Good.
I think it has been tampered with.
It tastes like urinal. Astronaut urinal right there.
It was in the urinal on the space shuttle.
Let's go to Vance in Waldorf.
Vance,
you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Joe, when they start getting bad, I'm not going to say them anymore. Vance in Waldorf, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Love the show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I think Beth Ann needs to remember one thing. She came back to the Mike O'Mara Show. She better be a little more careful with the Irish talent on the Idol, or we'll ship
hey,
her back
yes,
south.
Yes, sir. She's
we'll ship,
yes.
We'll ship her back south with her head.
That's right. Oh, I'm with you. Way to go, Vance.
Because she has to remember, we'll ship her south with her handheld mirror and her corduroys. A packing.
Thank you for calling, Vance.
Good day.
That's very nice.
Good day to you,
that's
sir.
Right. You better remember that it's an Irish host. There's an Irish host right here.
And she's Irish.
And Mike wants his potatoes.
Yeah, but you know, she is Irish, Buzz, but that just speaks to her self-loathing. That's what it's all about.
Is she from the
about.
Same side as you are?
I mean, like whether she's an Orangeman or a Greenman.
Yeah, the Irish, they hate each other, right?
Beth Ann, are you North or are you South? Are you the Irish Republic or are you the United Kingdom?
She'll Let's be in a moment.
Out. Takes a little while.
We'll get that answer soon.
Sure.
Find out. We'll get back to you on that.
She's eating freeze-dried ice cream.
No, I did that.
Or perhaps she's not listening to the show today.
I feel so lightheaded since I ate that ice
she
cream.
She did say have a good show.
Let's go to Chad in Wichita. Chad, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Chad.
Good. Hey, I think Paul's blunder just proves that the American Idol is just rigged and they're very good at winner.
A lot of people thought that.
Yeah, click, click,
yeah,
click.
That's true. Yeah, it might be rigged. A lot of things are rigged, I think, in this life. Are you from the north or the south of Ireland, your ancestors?
I'm American. Oh. I have no idea what part of
you don't
Ireland.
Know your ancestry.
All right, produce. There's, go produce.
There's
okay.
the
no,
problem.
That's it. Go produce. If you don't know, you don't know your heritage.
No.
And you're from the old sod, and you don't know where your relatives might be from.
I'm an American.
I don't know.
What county are your folk from?
County Limerick. Actually, Limerick. They're actually it's a village called Eglish, and that's where my great great grandfather is actually buried. And I found the tombstone.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very.
I still
good.
Have the O'Mara's lighter you brought me back from. Was that Dublin?
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Some people, Beth Ann, care about their heritage. Let's go to Gary in Yuba City.
Hey.
Hi, Gary.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Mike. I love your new show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you left something very important out of that motorcycle story.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was the motorcycle?
What do you mean?
Who cares? What kind of shape was it in?
His motorcycle
it
was a little banged up. When I was wheeling it onto the sidewalk, it was kind of, you heard that scrape, 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 scrape. So something was rubbing up against something that shouldn't have been. But I'm not mechanical that way. And also, the handlebars had come loose. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they were down like near the gas tank when they should be up in the ape hanger.
And you left. And you left out one other thing is that you took the guy's wallet.
After he had given me cash for my sub.
That's right.
Just like that TV report they had. Did you see that?
Yes.
No. Oh, you didn't see this where they had the guy, military guy, outside, I think, a bus station. Mm-hmm. He walks up to a homeless guy, gives the guy some money, and then has a seizure, some sort of epileptic seizure, collapses on the ground. You see him in the middle of the seizure.
That's terrible.
The same homeless man who moments ago he had given money to starts robbing him, goes in and takes his wallet.
And the whole thing was captured on a surveillance
They got
video.
All of it, every single bit of it they got on videotape.
I, for one, I'm shocked.
Thank you, Buzz. You're supposed to know these things.
Danny.
That's why Buzz hates the military.
Danny, turn your radio down. Danny from Manassas, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Danny.
No, that's a buddy of mine talking to me. I don't even have a radio on. That was out in the car.
All right, Danny. That's all right. What can we do for you?
Not much. I want to say I enjoy your new show. I got to say I miss Don, but I think that you guys are doing a terrific job.
Thank you, Danny. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to say about Paula Abdul, I don't know, do they keep her doped up, or is she a drunk? What is her problem?
Well, I think everybody agrees, Danny. Everybody thinks about it the same way, that there's something going on there, and everybody's noticed that. If you're a real fan of the show, you've seen it for the last 3 or 4 years.
I think some of the ingredient is also stupidity.
I think you're right. She ain't right.
Yeah.
She ain't right, and she can't think right either. That's the way I look at it.
Here's the overused cliche. She's the perfect storm.
Richard from Sacramento, you're on the show.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, Richard. What can we do for you?
Hey, I think that Paula actually saw both of the performances, because when she was talking to Jason...
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Richard, but I'll hear you out here, because I think I know where you're going, and I might agree with you on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, when she told him about the second performance, she said it didn't have any of your usual charm. And then she tried to recover and say she was talking about David Cook, and she told David Cook that he was great. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Now, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I wondered this right away when she said that. That is not a completely live show.
No, because she saw the dress rehearsal.
We're not looking at a live show, are we?
Yes, we are. When they say it's live, it's live.
So that was live last night.
The only thing they sometimes monkey with on the live shows, sometimes they will take pieces from the dress rehearsal when they do the montage at the end, because they want to have it edited in advance.
All right, I see. I think that they might have. I thought when she first said that maybe we had seen, or the judges had seen the second performances.
I think by law, if they say they're live, they have to be live.
Unless you're Regis.
But they put the previously recorded.
In a sneaky little way where people
transparent letters.
Let's go to Paul in Hoodbridge. Paul, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Yeah, I don't want you to worry about your ice cream.
Joe Arger, all right, I've busted your balls. Come to the studio, please. Please come to the studio, Joe, just for a second, really. He has got a what were you saying, Paul?
Yeah, I don't want you to worry about your ice cream, because the Astronaut ice cream is supposed to come pre-cut like that.
Oh.
And I'm not an astronaut, but a lot of people say I'm a space cadet.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Do we have any left over there, or did you eat it all?
Some people
Joe,
say
I like the towns. I'm giving you a round of applause. Certainly I bust your balls on this show.
Good job.
Give Joe the last piece of ice cream, Rob.
Well, there's more. You should have some too, Mike.
It's a reward. It's a reward.
Well, some of the callers are getting into it.
Give some to Mike, please.
Oh, he's getting help.
Ooh.
He didn't like it.
There are sometimes his brain doesn't work real fast, but on this particular
subject, I've never seen it.
He's going crazy on this one. Let's go to Jim.
This is hideous.
Jim in Fairfax.
Focus on the flavor, not the texture.
Jim in Fairfax, Virginia.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're trying some freeze-dried ice cream.
We're good.
Can take a few more calls here, and then we've got the first buzz of the day. What can we do for you, Jim?
Okay, real quick, as far as American Idol is concerned, I've never heard you guys discuss it, but there are several websites that associated to voting out the most talented person.
Right.
That's true.
That's old news.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets down to this low number of people, it doesn't take much swing to vote one way or the other.
Okay.
Pardon me, Jim. How's the ice cream, Mike?
It's just very good. I really
told you.
Loving your remit. It is very dry, though.
It is, but if you focus on the flavor and not the texture and the temperature, it's got a good flavor.
Okay. Lots coming up on the show. I'm sorry. Let me start that again. Lots coming up on the show. It's Argument Wednesday, and Robert the Angry Mailman is already here.
I don't know.
We'll talk more about that in a second, but time for the very first buzz of the afternoon.
The Federal Reserve is expected to announce another rate cut of a quarter percentage point. That could also signal that the cutting cycle's run its course for now.
And that's what I saw today. So does this mean, why is everyone reporting this? I can only believe it's true. they're all done. No more rate cuts. We've reached the wall on that. Is that right?
There's apparently not much else we can do. And in a way, what the Fed is apparently doing today will be helpful. And in another way, it's a bad news sign that the things are not going well.
And I heard that a quarter point isn't going to make much difference to anybody.
No, it isn't.
So we're all screwed. That's really what it is.
Not me. I've saved all my money.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
The Food and Drug Administration will soon expand with plans to hire an extra 1,300 employees. The FDA is looking to add biologists, chemists, and pharmacologists to the 10,000 people it already employs.
Mm-hmm.
California school teacher's in big trouble after students found a gun in her third grade classroom. 51-year-old Jane Dearmond has been charged with possession of a firearm on a school campus and child endangerment. Several of her elementary students reportedly found the weapon and bullets in a supply drawer alongside school supplies.
That is an incorrect answer, Billy.
I imagine it was in the drawer like in A Christmas Story that has like chattering teeth and firecrackers.
And yeah, and a 38.
Mrs. Dearman.
If convicted, she'll get 6 years in prison. A woman near Moscow reportedly recently had surgery to remove 125 pounds of belly fat and the excess skin it took to hold it.
Okay, now I'm trying to think of a British big league chew voice with Russian accent. All right, here we go.
Okay, got it.
I'm here all week.
All right, the mimic.
Let me turn around.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the clinic.
The mimic.
And in my club, I will splash the effing pot whenever the F I please.
Yay!
That son of a bitch, all night, check, 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 check.
125 pounds of belly fat, cut out. This middle-aged woman apparently has a hormonal imbalance that causes any weight gain to appear as belly fat.
Wonder how she looked when it was all over.
She dieted and saw hundreds of doctors starting when she was 13, but she just kept gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
It got to the point that her belly hung almost to her ankles. Not knees, ankles.
You know what I say about that.
What?
That's hot.
It is.
You're right. Doctors used a kind of liposuction to remove the 125 pounds of fat, and they gave her a considerable tummy tuck to take up the slack skin left behind.
I feel better than I've ever felt before.
And now she never has to buy soap again.
I'd like to thank my doctors and a special message to my nurses. Here we go. Thank you. It's down to my ankles.
I'm so sorry, Nadia.
In Arkansas, a man awaiting trial for murder is suing the county for not feeding him enough.
Mm.
He's lost over 100 pounds on the jailhouse diet, and he says he suffers from hunger.
And he weighed 135.
No, he weighs 308 now.
Oh, another one.
Down from the 413 he weighed when he was jailed. Coming up in the second buzz, when animals attack. And coming up in the final buzz, the key to bringing Iran to its knees, maybe Barbie dolls.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank
of the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll check back with you in a few hours, about 3 hours from now. No, we'll check back with him sooner than that.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow on the show.
Good night, everybody.
Let's go to Chris in Rochester. Chris, all it says here is, are you an Irish jerk? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I had an Irish joke, but that lady in Moscow, she has what's known as a meat apron. If it went all the way down to her ankles.
Meat apron.
Yeah. Nice.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I like that.
Not like meat curtains.
My Irish joke is, how many Irishmen does it
take? No jokes. Not allowed. Kurt, from Northern California, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, I was watching Idol last night, and I got a little confused myself because I thought at the beginning of the show, they said that they were going to hold their comments on the performances until after the second song, and then they did it right after the first. Was I wrong on that?
What I believe happened last night is they did say that. They said they were going to hold their comments until the second song. Then they changed it again, and they went to the judges, and they decided to come back to the judges and, you know, have a quickie version of what they normally do. But it was very rushed. It looked very slapped together,
really,
and I didn't get it at all.
I think also they had so much to get in last night. Again, 10 performances in 1 hour.
Right.
That they were probably married to the clock, and they needed to pad a little bit. And I don't think Paula and Randy, Simon maybe, but not Paula and Randy, are your best ones to go to and ask them to do something on the fly.
Well, I think they were totally confused. At least Paula
was. I guarantee it.
She didn't know what was going on. Mike in Napa, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I wanted to respond to Buzz's thing about the woman with the huge belly.
Yes, you know the meat apron, as it was called before.
Right. You know what the medical term for that is?
Is this a joke?
Well, not really. I've heard it's called a gunk.
We'll just leave it at that.
That was a joke.
And thank you.
If you heard it, fine. If you didn't, fine.
And thank you, caller. We appreciate that.
Allie from New Mexico, you're on the show. You're a trauma nurse?
Yes, I'm a trauma nurse. And the technical term is PANIS. Yeah, and we have to lift the panis and clean under it occasionally.
Oh, wow.
And there's all sorts of pudding underneath there a lot of times.
Oh, you should have called yesterday.
It's very gross. But I just called to tell you that I'm a trauma nurse, and I get a lot of guys who get hit by SUVs on their motorcycles.
Right.
They are the worst patients. They end up in alcohol withdrawal. They smoke like chimneys, and they end up with pneumonia. They won't do a single thing you tell them to do to get better. They pull all of the appliances off. They're just such a huge pain in the ass. Half the time you wish that their buddies would just bring them some alcohol so that they wouldn't go into withdrawal.
Wow.
And they could get out of the hospital.
How many bikers, like old bikers, have you like waited on, nurse?
You would be surprised. We get like one a week without failure.
Really?
And both their arms are broken. Both their legs are broken.
So,
they have to have multiple surgeries. It's a nightmare.
So it'd be more convenient for you if the SUV driver just killed them.
Yeah, half the time, yeah. And then we could just send them to donor services.
Uh-huh. There you go.
That's Allie.
Very nice.
Allie, the very sensitive nurse.
Compassionate.
Got time for a couple of more calls on this particular subject. Tom from Sacramento, you're on the show. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
Love the new show.
Thank you very much.
I was listening to a station out here early this morning, and they said that all the judges listening to the dress rehearsals before the show, so Paul had already heard the second song, earlier that
evening. Yeah, but Tom, let's be real here. You're talking about a live TV broadcast as opposed to a dress rehearsal. You're talking about someone is aware that they are on the air, that they are live, mm-hmm. and
yeah, but
you know, you have to have that kind of presence about. But she doesn't, because she's always out of it, and it's obviously brought on by some sort of medical situation where she's popping pills.
Yeah, but she probably took some notes at the dress rehearsal, and she was reading off of that.
Well, see, they shouldn't do
that. But you're still trying to give her a free pass, and I'm telling you, I mean, really, Paula Abdul, if you're talking about the show and maybe making some adjustments on next year's show to make it a little more palatable for everybody, I think she's the first one you have to look at.
And her assessment of the performance in dress rehearsals is irrelevant. It's how they perform on the show that counts, so she shouldn't even be taking notes.
Well, maybe Mariah Carey, that one-faced bee, would be better in there.
Thank you for the call, Tom. Let's go to Pat in Reno. Pat, you're the last call on this. Go ahead.
All right. Great show, Mike, by the way.
Thank you.
I like having Beth Ann in there, too, because she breaks up that sausage fest. It's been...
You know, I'm inclined to agree with you, but don't tell her that, please.
All right. Hey, on a couple things. American Idol, first of all, I think Beth Ann is right. I'm a great Irish-American. County Clare there, Mike.
County Clare! You didn't like her little lilt that she had, Carly's little lilting accent. I love it when she used to talk about it, that I like the things that are all done there. I've got my little boyfriend, and he's got the tattoo around his face.
His eye.
They're kind of right around his eye. Did you
see? You notice how they only showed the boyfriend, like, in very brief shot.
Yeah, and in dim lighting.
Remember the
exactly.
O'Mara's Restaurant Leprechauns?
Yeah, I do.
They sucked. All right.
I noticed you didn't bring him back this year.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Might have saved it.
That might have saved it. At one point, I'm going to have to let the cat out of the bag.
It's going to come down to the two Davids, though. I guarantee that.
I think David Cook's going to be there, and David Archuleta. I think that's an absolute stone-cold lock.
I would love to talk to David Archuleta about
that
this.
Is my stone-cold parlay, and print it.
Print it?
All right, before we go to break... Before we go to break...
What?
I have to tell you something.
Yes?
How do we avoid that little thing happening all the time?
You get a better board op?
I don't want to. For our Big Mother contest, we need three sassy moms. We have two, and we need three sassy moms for our Big Mother contest. Uh-huh. Beth Ann has gotten a couple of emails from some lovely women who are at least 7 months pregnant.
Good.
That is the qualification. You have to be at least 7 to 8 months pregnant.
Do they have a panis?
They don't know because it's all there.
Okay.
They don't have it because it's not sagging at that point, Mr. Right. Loud, too loud.
Panis.
May 8th is the date we're going to be doing that. That is a week from tomorrow. We'll be having our Big Mother contest. It's very simple. We're going to get five big mothers, seven to 8 months pregnant, put them in Buzz's office, And during the entire show, they're going to be eliminating each other in each break. Yeah. And then we will have it down to two out of the five. The rest of them will vote as a jury. Uh-huh. And the winner of our Big Mother contest, totally subjective.
Right.
It's really going to be who they like the most.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun for our mothers. And $500 American dollars for you if you are the winner of our Big Mother contest.
And I won't be in the office.
You're not going to be in the office.
People need to know that.
You know, before the show, Buzz, and or maybe even during the show if you want to poke your head in there.
Well, it is my office, but I just didn't want to intrude.
How you doing? I'm Buzz Burbank. How do you feel about women that are that far along?
Hot.
Oh.
Guilty.
Oh, you too?
No.
You're not into that,
he's
right?
Guilty, no.
He's sick.
Yeah, it's not really right.
He's sick and twisted that way.
It's really not right.
They're beautiful that way.
So get on Bethann's email. That's Bethann at WJFKFM.com.
Perfect.
Send Bethann an email if you want to participate in that. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, it is...
Argument Wednesday.
That's right, Argument Wednesday. If you have anything you'd like to argue about, all you have to do is call us right now at 877-365-3636. Also, Robert the Angry Mailman will be here.
No, he won't.
Along with us to argue with you. And today we're changing it up a little bit.
No?
Just call in with your opinion, and we will argue with you, okay? We're not going to, like, select different people. Just call in.
Any opinion?
Any opinion. We're going to, and then somebody wants to take the person
cool.
on. We take them on. That's as easy as it is. 877 or it is
365-3636.
What?
Remember?
Oh, okay.
The new system.
See, all right. She just stood there and stared at me. Say hi to the nice people.
Hello.
Thank you. That's Bethann. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.